we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
I am so glad to have fellowship with all of you on this glorious day. This is a wonderful day. Amen? Amen. Amen. Last week was Easter Sunday, but this is a great day too because Jesus Christ is risen. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a great thing to remember every day and to celebrate every day. Amen. So, welcome back to our sermon series. Who here remembers what the series is that we're going through? It's on the screen. Hint, hint. Jesus loves meme. Some folks are uncomfortable just saying the word meme. By now, I hope you know what a meme is. It is an idea that is shareable. Usually, it utilizes pictures and text. Usually, it takes the form of jokes online. But we believe that all things can glorify God, and we can find truth and ways to glorify God in silly jokes from the internet. Not calling the internet silly necessarily, a lot of it is, but if you're actually watching us online through Facebook Live or on our podcast or our website, we're very glad that you are there. Welcome. We love you too. And if you could leave a comment or let us know you're out there, swipe right. I don't know how the internet works, but we're very glad you're there. And if you enjoy this sermon, consider sharing it with somebody. You can post it too. So we're talking about memes. We've gone through a couple so far. Does anybody remember which ones we've touched on? There was Seems Legit. Yeah, Also Me. We talked about Yo Dog. These, if you're just joining us for the first time, these sound like really impactful sermons, don't they? We talked about What If I Told You, Why You Know, Why You Know, Remember What Memes We Talked About. But I encourage you, if you missed any of them, go and check them out because we had some really powerful sermons in this series. So we've talked about several memes. We've touched on a few others over the course of this series. But we've really underutilized our anonymous text line. We've got this anonymous text line set up where you can text us at any time, ask us questions. If you have a question about something in one of the sermons or just questions in general, you can text it to us and we don't know who it came from. But I would like to hear from you. What is your favorite meme? Yeah, we know what a few of y'all's favorite memes are, but have we talked about your favorite meme so far? Or maybe we should consider it for upcoming iterations of this series. So please text us. We won't know who it's from. We'll just see the favorite memes come pouring in. And if you do have a question, feel free to text that number. Save it in your phone. We love hearing from people. Now, today, to be completely transparent with you all, we're talking about a meme that isn't really my favorite. In past weeks, we've said, if Jesus had a social media account, he would post this meme. He would definitely post this. I don't think Jesus would share the meme that we're talking about today. But according to the church's liturgical meme calendar, it is the meme that was assigned to this week. And so we are going to talk about the meme, Be Like Bill. All right. Be Like Bill. Do you recognize this man? That's Bill. Hi, Bill. The Be Like Bill meme started in 2015. Back then, Bill looked like this. So he's at a computer, I think, or maybe he's playing Battleship. But it says Bill is on the internet. Bill sees something that offends him. Bill moves on. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. So that was the original meme. And then people shared it and then made alterations to it. At some point, Bill stood up and put on a hat. And people started making all kinds of variations of this meme. For instance, here's one. This is Bill. Bill is on Facebook. Bill doesn't post about how tomorrow is Monday. Ugh. Or it's the weekend, because Bill knows everybody has a calendar. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. Or in a similar vein, this is Bill. Bill wakes up and sees it's snowing outside. Bill doesn't feel the urge to post a status about it on Facebook because he knows his friends also have windows. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. If I had a favorite, it might have been this one. This is Bill. Bill doesn't spam his friends with the Be Like Bill meme. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. All right? You understand how it goes. So there were lots of iterations of these. And then people started to make some that told you to be like other characters or don't be like other characters. And then in 2016, people started releasing online widgets where you could put in your name and it would generate one of these little pictures for you with your name on it. It would say something you do and then say, be like your name. Of course, it had no idea who you are or what you do, so it just assigned something randomly, and hilarity ensued. But those were floating around for a long time. Be like Bill. That's the message. I'm not a huge fan of this meme. For one, because it's kind of boring. A lot of times, memes have bright colors and wacky characters. This one's black and white, and it's a stick figure. It's also intended to be kind of instructive, not just funny. And I always hate it when people try to teach me things. And furthermore, it comes off a little bit smug. You know, it's, Bill does this, Bill's smart, you ought to be like Bill. Well, you saying I'm not? You saying I'm dumb? What are you trying to do, Bill? I don't know, it just sort of rubs me the wrong way. But what's worse is, it's self-defeating. You see, most of these memes encourage us to have good manners on social media. That's always a good thing. That's something we could all use more of. But if you post one of these memes and maybe tag a few people that ought to be a little bit more like Bill, well, that's not good manners. That's not good etiquette online. Bill wouldn't do that. You're not being like Bill. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. Just kidding, I've got 3/4 of a sermon still to preach. Now, I do not have a problem with the fact that it tells you to be like somebody. A lot of times we hear the message, just be yourself, don't imitate anybody. You gotta be yourself, you're you. Well, yes, that's good. You're awesome, and I'm glad for who you are, but we learn by imitating other people. That's how we learn how to do things better. We see somebody else do something and we're like, wow, that's cool. Then we start doing it and practicing it. So it's okay to adopt behaviors that you see other people employ, that you admire. It's okay to adopt those behaviors and make them your own, to imitate those people. I remember years ago, we had a gentleman here at Redemption Church, Brother Jim. You could always tell when Brother Jim was at church that Sunday because he amened louder than the rest of the church combined. And we were in a smaller space back then. He thought he was outdoors, I think, because, boy, when he let loose, amen! Like from the back of the room, you heard it. Jesus! Man, he let loose. And at first, I grew up going to a quiet church. So the first time that happened, I didn't know what was going on. But, man, that's awesome. He's passionate. He loves Jesus. And so I try to amen loud when I'm amening. I'm not doing it to be heard, but I feel strongly. So why not be passionate, all right? So I sort of imitated him and have adopted that behavior in myself. It's amazing to see my children, mostly my son, he's 3. He picks up on things that we do and starts to imitate us. Every once in a while, we see him do something, and we're like, ooh, where did you learn that? Did I do that? No, that was my wife. But all of us, we learn and grow by imitating. So it's okay that it says to be like Bill. That's fine. But if you're going to imitate someone, why not try to imitate the best person? All right? You probably saw where I was going with this from the minute you saw the meme. Being like Bill is okay, but I would encourage you to be like Jesus. Right. Don't be like Bill, be like Jesus. Is that scriptural?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Let's take a look. If we go to John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." And he repeats this command in John chapter 15, verse 17. As I have loved you, you must love one another. We are commanded to love others as he loved. And since love motivated all of Jesus' actions, then if we love as he did, we should end up living like he did. Right? Does that make sense? Well, let's take another scripture. We're told that we will eventually become like him. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." So, if we are destined to be like Jesus when he returns, then why not start trying to be like him today? Why not start moving in that direction? So, these are the words of the Apostle John, John the Revelator. He also says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, "Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did." That's a powerful verse. It can be sort of compelling, sort of heartbreaking. If we claim to live in him, then we must live as he did. The Apostle Paul agrees. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." That's the Apostle Paul. And if you follow his logic, he's following Christ. He's following Christ's example. If we follow his example, we too will be following Christ's example. And the Apostle Peter agrees. So we got John, Paul, and Peter all in agreement. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps." Am I making my case here? We are called to be like Jesus. Do you consider yourself a Christian? Yes. Not to put you on the spot. Amen. I do. Yeah. Well, if you do, do you know what the word Christian means? Christ-like, a little Christ. They were first called Christians in Antioch because they said, man, we got all these folks running around here, but they're acting just like Jesus. We got all these little Jesuses running around, all these little Christs, these Christians. Well, if we call ourselves a Christian, a copy of Jesus, then we ought to behave that way, right? Otherwise, we're not speaking the truth when we call ourselves a Christian. Do you try to be like Jesus in your life? Well, to bring it back to memes here, this will lighten the mood a little bit. Do you try to be like Jesus? It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused. This is another meme that floats around the internet. Or to go back to one that we've looked at earlier in this series, why you no be like Jesus? I often find myself asking myself that question, me to me, why you no be like Jesus? I don't live like Jesus as much as I want to. To be honest with you, I don't. I need to do a better job.
Also me.
Why? Also me, reference. Why don't we live like Jesus? There's many reasons. One of the main reasons is that it's difficult and we don't want to be a bad imitation. There is nothing worse, more cringe-inducing than a bad impersonation. If you've ever seen someone give an impression of somebody and it's just off, it's not good. Has anyone ever told you you look just like Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman? Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! That was Seinfeld reference done. Or for some reason, nobody ever likes my Mr. T impression. I feel sorry for the clown. I don't know why. It's bad impressions are bad. When we see them, we often feel bad for the person or just don't like it. And we don't want to be that person. It's embarrassing. Bad imitations are the basis for another meme. Yeah! And this one I really like, so check it out. Are you aware of the nailed it meme? So sometimes we say someone nailed it when they do a really good job. All right, they aced a test, nailed it, 100%, excellent work. They do something really good at their work or in different ways, you might say they nailed it. But in a meme form, it's meant a little bit more sarcastically. A lot of times people find recipes or projects online, and there's a beautiful picture of the end result, and then they try it themselves, and it doesn't quite turn out as good as the picture. And then people put the two pictures side by side, and it says, nailed it, because they did not nail it. So, for example, somebody found a recipe for a hedgehog cake, like on Pinterest or something. All right, that's the top picture. It's very fancy. Now, somebody may not have had all the ingredients or they had to improvise a little bit, but yeah, nailed it. Excellent. And it's hard to see. Go back and watch the sermon later and check it out. The teeth are what really sell it on the bottom picture. It's great. Or, people see a beautiful baby picture online, right? Then they're like, oh, that's very cute. I could do that. I could recreate that with my child. But no, it doesn't work out as good. Nailed it. Maybe you know somebody who's really into Scooby-Doo, and so you're going to bake them a cake that looks like Scooby-Doo, all right? So you know what Scooby-Doo looks like, and then you got this cake. And yeah, I guess I could tell that that's Scooby-Doo. Now, you might think that this cake was for a child's birthday party, but you would be wrong. This is for someone's one-year seizure-free party. So praise God for that. That's awesome. I hope they enjoyed that Scooby-Doo cake. That's wonderful. Or my wife has a baby sling. All right, you've seen these things. You can wrap it around yourself. You put a baby in it, and you wear the baby around. It's cool, and it always looks so easy and convenient because you got your hands free, but you're kind of snuggling your baby. So I've tried to put it on too. It kind of went like this. So that's how it's supposed to be. And then that's kind of how it worked out. Except when I wear it, there's duct tape involved too. So, one more. And this one may be my favorite. All right? Sometimes there's really nice pictures of Jesus in a church. And when they're kind of old, they might start to deteriorate. And so there are painters that restore classical works of art. And then there are amateur painters who try to restore works of art. So have you seen this one before? Nailed it, yes. Now, if I may tell you a brief story, I love this picture. This is a real painting. It exists in a church in Spain. The original, on the left, was painted in 1930, and it's painted directly on the plaster inside of this church. But over the years, the plaster started to chip, and the painting kind of deteriorated a little bit. So in 2012, a very nice lady in the church decided that she was going to restore that painting. She purposed in her heart, I'm going to fix up that painting and get it looking nice again. And she wasn't going to let anything like permission or anything like lack of painting skill or talent at all get in her way. She was going to do it, and she did it, and that's what it turned out like. All right, but it became a meme in and of itself. It went around the world, and people started sharing pictures of this painting. But let me ask you, if you didn't know that story and you just saw this picture, would you recognize that this is supposed to be Jesus? Me neither. Well, I feel the same way sometimes. I try to live like Jesus, but when I look back, when I reflect, I often wonder if people could even tell, if people would recognize that I was trying to be like Jesus, or if I just looked goofy. If we try to live like Jesus, people might not recognize Jesus in us, and that would be embarrassing. We would look foolish. But remember our memory verse from last month, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God can work with foolish things. God is at work in us, even when we might feel foolish. God can use foolish things. If we go back to that painting, as I said, it went viral. It became a meme. It got shared all over the world, all over the internet. Well, then a funny thing happened. People wanted to go see that painting in real life. And that church started to get a lot of visitors. God used this painting to bring people to church. In fact, there were so many people, the church had to like implement some kind of organization to like let people take their turn, taking pictures with it and stuff. They started charging admission. It raised money for the church. This goofy painting has become a real blessing to the church. God chose the foolish things. God can use the foolish things. So if you ever feel foolish following Christ, you're on the right track. God can use you. God is at work in you in that moment. Do not feel bad. When the enemy tells you you look like a fool, when the enemy starts laughing at you and trying to get you to stop, oh man, you look so dumb. Don't you feel stupid? Oh, this is never going to do anything. It's not going to work. You're a fool. You remind him that God chose the foolish things. He's putting up his best effort to stop you from living like Jesus Christ, because the last thing that he wants is more people living like Jesus Christ in the world. So he'll do whatever he can to try to discourage you from doing that. When my son imitates me, he doesn't always get it right. He's working on his Christopher Walken impression, but so Jessica and I try to model good behavior for him and polite manners, even more so than I really employ in my day-to-day life. But he picks up on things. And so sometimes when you give him something, just unprompted, he'll say, thanks. Thanks, Daddy, with an F, F-A-N-K-S, thanks. But that's cool. That's great. That's awesome. I'm not like, excuse me, son, you need to practice your diction. You say it right or don't say it at all. No, that's awesome. I love that. Thanks, Daddy. Oh, I love you, son. Well, we are God's children through Jesus Christ. And so he can appreciate the fact that we're trying to be like him, even if we don't get it exactly right. He sees it. He loves us. He recognizes it. And what's more, it's not always about what we're doing and how good we are at things. When we're trying to be more like Jesus, he's at work too. He's at work in us. He's making us more like him. He's at work in us, helping us to get better at living like him. The more you practice, the more you try, the better you'll get. I'm not great at many things, but as I practice them, I get better. So, as we're working, he's at work in us, helping us to become more like Jesus Christ. Now, if you're not a Christian and you're hearing this message, you may wonder why anyone would want to live like Jesus in the first place. I don't know what you know about Jesus, but we can take a look at our memory verse for this month. Acts 13, starting with verse 28. Though they found no proper ground for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they had carried out all that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. Don't jump ahead. So, what did we get from all of this? Well, he was unjustly accused and sentenced to death and died on a cross and was buried in a tomb. Cool. Yeah, that's exactly the guy that I want to imitate. Except then we get to the next verse. But God raised him from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. That's awesome. And if we live like him, he will raise us from the dead too. We will ultimately live like him forever. He's alive today. We will share in that life if we're trying to follow him and live like him. And what's more, there's other reasons that we might want to be like Jesus Christ. Jesus blessed everyone around him. Do you want to be a blessing to the people in your life? Do you want to bless your friends and your family? Then start following Jesus. Start living like Jesus. Jesus changed the world. This one man changed the whole world. You can change the world if you live like Jesus. Jesus did incredible things. He fed multitudes of people. He walked on water. He healed the sick. He raised people from the dead. And he tells us that greater things we can do if we follow him. Do you want that? Then you ought to start living like Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, I encourage you to get to know him. Get to know him before you make a decision of whether or not you want to live like him. But I tell you, it's worth it. I tell you, it is wonderful. It is a blessing. Even when I don't get it right, it still blesses my life, and it's blessed my family. It's blessed people around me. Often we don't live like Jesus because we don't know him well enough. We don't know how. So getting back to the Be Like Bill meme, another thing I don't like about this meme is that it doesn't tell us much about Bill. All right, he's nice online. He's smart. It says that he's smart. That's good. He wears a hat sometimes. What else do we know about it? He might be sort of an exhibitionist because they showed that he's wearing a hat, but nothing else. I don't know what's up with that. But that's it. Who is this person? We don't know much about him at all. He's nice online, but what if he's mean in real life? What if he's got a gambling problem? There could be any number of things, and it's telling us to be like him. It's an incomplete picture. Well, that's why it doesn't really work to just throw a picture and put the words be like Jesus on it, right? Because it doesn't tell you the whole story about who this Jesus is. It's an incomplete picture. Be like Jesus. Well, okay, let's see. What did Jesus do? He washed people's feet. Okay? Be like Jesus. I got to start washing people's feet. Did he ask their permission first? No. In fact, he kind of told them that they better let him wash their feet or else. Okay, I got to be like Jesus. This might get weird. But he only did it at dinner. Okay, so at least that limited a little bit. Got to be like Jesus. Got to be like Jesus. Perhaps one of the greatest memes of all time was WWJD. What would Jesus do? We saw that on bracelets and stuff all over the place. You still see them around. That's a great question. But it's a question because we don't always know. What would Jesus do? Being like Jesus doesn't mean trying to replicate his exact life, his life story. All right? I'm supposed to be like Jesus. Well, I wasn't born in a stable, so I'm off to a bad start. I mean, we can't do that. It's about applying the way he lived, about being like him in your life, in our daily life. How can we be like Jesus? What would Jesus do in this situation? That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to be like. And any little meme, picture, any concise thing is an incomplete picture of who Jesus is. Can I be real with you for a moment? The Bible is an incomplete picture. Bible's great. I love the Bible. It's awesome. But it's an incomplete picture of who Jesus is. It even says so itself in John chapter 21, verse 25. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. So, the Bible, by necessity, is an incomplete picture. This book, this collection of books, can't tell you all that there is to know about Jesus. In fact, he's still alive today. He's still doing stuff. So anything that was written and published, it's incomplete because there's going to be more. All right? Cool. Then how do we get to know him? How am I supposed to be like him? What do we do? That's just it. You get to know him. You need to have a relationship with him. You need to be walking with him and talking with him every day. That's how we get to know what he's like, and that's what helps to guide us in what we should be like. He's alive. He's not just a character in a book. He's here in this place today. He is with us. And when we talk to him, when we pray, he talks to us. You can talk to Jesus. You have to get to know him. And you have an opportunity to do that right now. At the end of service every week, we open up the front and we encourage everybody to come forward and spend some time talking to God. Spend some time in prayer. Reach out to him. Talk to him today. Do you want to be like Jesus? Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed a lot. Well, you have an opportunity to do that here today. If you would like special prayer, just stand within 2 feet of the steps, and part of our ministry team will be glad to pray with you. If you would like someone to pray with you, we're happy. We'd love to. But if you don't want anybody to mess with you, just don't stand close. But take some time today. Spend some time in prayer. These altars are open. Please come and talk to God. And as you do, as you are living out this life, as you're being like Jesus in talking to him, he's at work in you, making you more like him. All right? Ask him how you can be more like him. Invite him into your life in new ways. This is the time. This is the moment. Let's spend some time talking to him.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.